There was far more than people really realised, because traditionally so much of suffrage history has focused on middle-class women, obviously leaders like Mrs. Fawcett, Mrs. Pankhurst and so on. But depending on the region of Britain, and let's just look at England for the moment, where you get large numbers of working women who are organised, well organised into trade unions, then you tend to get very high numbers of women involved and active in the suffrage movement. They had the confidence given by their reasonable wages, almost equal pay, and their belonging to trade unions, so they were well organised and often very articulate, to say, we need the vote and we're going to do something about it. But of course, working class women faced difficulties and hurdles that middle class women didn't. For example, if they had children, there were no servants to look after those children while they were away at a meeting, at a demonstration, signing a petition somewhere in the city centre, or in the case of suffragettes, going to prison. So in that sense, the domestic repercussions were much, much harder for working class women. And there were other factors as well. If there was a fine imposed, say a £5 fine, for a working class family, working class woman, that would represent a month's wages. It was a really important loss to the family income. For a upper middle class woman, it might represent her millinery bill, or perhaps her allowance from her parents each month. So it varied quite a lot, and I think it's fair to say that it was much harder for working class women to get really stuck into the campaign, to give it their all in the way that they wanted, because the wages were needed back home and the fines that they incurred, if they were suffragettes and therefore were prepared to break the law, would be a real deterrent.